The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Standing Room Only presents Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent, Kathy Rollins. Listen here for the tops in entertainment talk. Get the lowdown on people in the biz, entertainment locally, film, music and TV in production, and advice for newcomers. How to get started. To take your part and be a star, call toll-free 1-888-565-1470. And now, let's take our mark, get ready, and action. Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to Radio Showtime. My name is Kathy Rollins and thank you for listening. We are a new show here at WWNN and, it's all about showbiz, all about entertainment. What would we do if there was no entertainment and fun in our life, you know? So our show is about anything having to do with the arts, films, music, dance, arts, things along those lines. And if you're thinking, well, gee, I wonder if I could get into acting. I wonder what it'd be like. Well, we have a lot of celebrities and a lot of pros with wonderful interviews to tell you just how to do that so you don't get ripped off and learn how to go on an audition if that's something you would like to do. So our number here, we like to hear from you and hear what you think of the show. And if you have a question when one of our guests are on, the number to call is 1-888-565-1470. 1-888-565-1470. And I have to tell you, get a pad and a pencil and keep it by you, because during our show and most of the shows that air on the station, there are numbers that are recited, even though we say them twice. By the time you get that pencil that's working, it's gone. So get your pencil and paper, because we have our guests give their website, and it's a lot of good information. So to catch those numbers and catch that information, you want to be sure you have a pen and or a pad handy so that you can get that down. I want to tell you a little about what the format of our show is like. Again, it's all about the arts. We do like you to call in. It's totally live. What we do, we have celebrity interviews that are very interesting, having to do with the different fields that we cover. We have weekly, we have some correspondents that give advice to beginning actors. We also have a young man by the name of Connor. He has Connor's Corners for the young people, to see what young people are into as far as events and videos and books and films. And right now I know Connor's on a big trip with his family out in Colorado. They're camping. He's a reporter, sort of, and he every week gives us a little advice. So this way, if you're thinking, what kind of gift should I get the young person in your life? Well, listen to Connor's Corners, and you'll find out what kids his age, he's 12 going on 30, what things that they're interested in. Another thing we are doing is tracking the career of two actors. We have two actors that are from, well, they're not from Florida originally, but they have been working and living here. One, these are serious, dedicated actors. One is Rob Askinaz, and he was actually from Boynton Beach, and I know him. He's been in many shows for me. And after, you know, being very, very determined and with the support and advice of friends in the business and his family, he uprooted everyone, moved to New York, and his daily life is going, he has a job, a day job, but a very flexible day job, but he's determined, and he goes on auditions, and he calls in every week to tell us what shows he's been on, what he's auditioned for, what we could see him a film or commercial or a movie that he's working on, or a sitcom. And then, now that's New York. And then the other young actor, also dedicated, very, very committed, and about a year ago, he's from Jupiter, by the way, Vincent Chiamato. Vinny Chiamato also worked in several shows for me. He moved to California about a little under a year ago, and he cannot call tonight because I happen to know he's actually working on a set, so he can't call tonight, but he will call in next week. But we could track their careers, and then when they do make it big, you know, we'll see their names on the credits and say, gee, I saw them on Radio Showtime, okay? So again, the number here is 888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. 565-1470. We do have a Facebook page. We'd love you to go there and look at Radio Showtime and tell us what you think and hope you like us. And we also, if you want to tell your friends to listen to our show, if you're not or you're not getting reception as clear as you'd like to, you just go to Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. That's KathySRO.com, and you just click on Radio Showtime, and our show can be heard anywhere, in Spain and everywhere, in Boston, whatever. So that's our show. I have wonderful guests today. We're going to talk to Jerry Grant. Jerry Grant is an amazing, amazing man. He's got so many titles and capabilities. I told him today he has enough personality and brilliance for about five people. Jerry Grant he's retired now, but the mind is not retired. He was an agent in Florida. And a columnist, producer, director, he's done so much, and he still is doing a lot. And he's going to be our first guest. Then we're going to hear from Richard Lustig, who lives in Orlando now. And Richard Lustig, also in the he was in the entertainment business. That's how I know him. But he's written a book on how you can improve your chances of winning the lottery. And how he knows that is because he won it seven times. He's written a book. He travels around the country teaching other people that there is a plan, there is a method, and he's going to let us in on it. And after Richard Lustig, we are going to talk to Tony Kessler. Tony Kessler is one of those gifted musical directors, producers. He's worked with so many, many names. But next week there is going to be, and you may know about the National Crime Rally, and there's going to be one in Margate, and he is going to be there, and he's written a song for that called Freedom. We're going to play it for you. So I'm just so happy to have you listening, and we're going to go to a few messages, and I will be right back.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Okay, welcome back to Radio Showtime. I'm Kathy Rollins. And at the risk of sounding like Mary Tyler Moore Show, hello, Mr. Grant. Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Jerry Grant, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
You sound great. You always sound great.
Thank you, dear.
So listen, my dear, I want to tell our listeners, because I didn't say everything about you, anything we could put on the air, of course. Jerry Grant is a producer, casting director, talent agent. He writes satire. He has a wonderful website, which we're going to tell you about. Comedy writer, director, columnist. He's been written about in major publications like Variety. And he's just like one of these delightful, talented, wonderful people. And I'm so happy you have the time to chat with us on Radio Showtime.
Well, now I have to live up to all that.
And he's a funny, funny guy. He's very funny. You are. Don't think I forgot about that show you wrote.
I'm having fun.
Yeah,
I'm having fun.
You are a fun person, and I know everybody likes being around you. You have so many wonderful credits. Jerry also was the president of the Florida Talent Agent Association at a time when they were revamping what talent agents should be all about. So he led all the talent agents in the state and dealt with all the things that were going on in Tallahassee. What was that, about 15 years ago, Jerry?
Yeah, that was 33 agencies involved.
Correct.
Including talent model agencies. They joined as well. because they were involved in talent, and so it was 33 was a big combination.
Mm-hmm.
Of the best around in Florida.
Right. Now, you know, I've never asked you this, but are you a New Yorker? Were you born in New York, Jerry?
A Torontonian.
A what?
I came from Toronto.
Toronto. Oh, okay. All right. What were you doing before Jerry Grant Productions happened? Were you in the business? Were you an entertainer? Because I never really knew about you before.
Yes, I was with General Artists Corporation in New York, which handled people like Jackie Gleason, and they were second only to William Morris in the talent roster.
Mm.
They had everybody.
Now, Jerry Grant was also, he was like the pioneer who was the first person to bring major names to South Florida along the beach and in the condos, correct?
Yeah. That started at Burley House on 71st.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in Alan and Rossi as a test to see if it would work.
Good test. Dick Hames?
It was wall to wall.
Right.
So I said, this is gonna work.
Right.
And then I lined up a roster of names, acts, and just continued.
You were a busy, busy man. Red Fox, right? I mean,
Red Fox from the Fountain Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And he streaked across the stage, and Ben Novak nearly had a heart attack.
I heard a joke about when he was alive. Someone said to him, "How did you meet your wife?" You know, he was married to this cute little Eurasian woman, about 25 years old. He must have been 65. He says, "Well, I just opened up my wallet, and there she was. You know, she just appeared. She appeared when he opened up his wallet." You know, not in the wallet, but Jerry. So listen, I one of the articles that I read about you, and there are many, 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 and I think it capsulizes what made you such a big success. It says, "The Condo King, Hollywood producer Jerry Grant, knows the pulse of audiences." And that's really the key of it. You got to know what the people want.
Well, I did about 130 reviews. I started,
but you
in
did it right. But you knew what the people.
Mm-hmm. And well, to give you an example, I had Spice on Ice booked into the Americana for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed 5 years.
Wow.
Bob Tisch was my partner, along with a couple of hotel owners, and it all started with Sammy Shore. He was a Miamian. He worked here on the hotels. Went to California, became Elvis Presley's opening act.
Wow.
So
he
called me, he said, "Someone wants to talk to you." He put on George Arnold on the phone, and George says, "I want to come to Florida." I said, "Give me 3 days, and I'll get back to you." P.S. I put his ice joke up. I changed the name to Spice on Ice. Put it in the Americana, cast of 32. We packed the room, 900 seats, twice a night.
Amazing.
Bar.
And then the condos, really, the condos really never had entertainment before, right?
No.
Georgie
Jessel, we brought in Dick Shawn, we brought in the Ritz brothers, the Bills brothers,
I see Rodney Dangerfield on the list here. Apparently, he was called Jack Roy.
Yeah,
his name was known
as Jack Roy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing club dates on Collins Avenue. He went to California and became Rodney Dangerfield.
Amazing, huh? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, all the guys that left here and went to California, like Rip Taylor, wound up in Mickey Rooney's spot in his show. Sammy Shore, of course, wound up with Elvis. Eddie Schaefer wound up going with Jerry Lewis as a writer.
Wow.
And, let's see. So many others.
Listen, tell me, do you watch some of these talent shows, you know, The X Factor and America's Got Talent? Do you watch those shows?
Occasionally.
Do you think the entertainers, have they gotten better? Or do you think we've had such great legends in the past that they'll never be duplicated? How do you feel about today's talent?
No, we talk. I meet every Wednesday with 10 of the funniest comics in Florida. Been meeting for years.
Mm-hmm.
We go to a
summit.
Chinese restaurant.
You have a summit.
3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Lunch Bunch.
Right.
You know, Woody Woodbury, who substituted for Johnny Carson,
mm-hmm.
Nate Madden, who was on Partridge Family, etc. All funny guys. And mm-hmm. when we talk about that, they said they can't forget the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
And show business is no longer anything close to what it was.
Have you watched at all Magic City? Do you get that? Have you watched that yet? It recaps Miami Beach in the 50s. Do you watch that at all?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I'm going to.
You have to see it.
I heard about it.
Right. Now, I understand Frank Sinatra, when he was down here, did you get to see him or work with him? Yes?
Yes. I was booking Dilly's on the 79th Street Causeway right next to Dean Martin's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was booking go-go dancers and singers in there with Dilly.
Mm-hmm.
Dilly's wife, Honey, asked me if I wanted to go to the Fountain Room to see Sinatra. P.S. I went with her. You can't go with anyone better. And we had great seats and took me backstage. And yes, the aura he has is real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did you have a Sinatra story for us? Did you have to call him Mr. Sinatra? Or were you allowed to shake his hand? Or what were the rules?
Well, yeah. Well, because of her.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was okay. I see.
Very cordial. And kidding and so forth. And it was all because of her.
Wow. Wow.
The another interesting thing was, I knew about a comic in Washington, D.C., emceeing in a strip club. I brought him into Florida, put him in Murray Franklin's. About 4 days later, Sinatra walked in with Harry James.
Wow.
And the comic said, "Hey, Frank, stand up and hit somebody. I think you get to know who I'm talking about." And then he said to Harry James, "Harry, the lip's gone, but I spoke to the home. You're going to be okay." And that was the beginning of Don Rickles' career.
Oh, right. Because I meant to mention him. Yeah. Wow. I mean, there's so many. Rosemary Clooney, you had to do with her. Didn't you? Weren't you involved with bringing her here to perform, or the people who did?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We won't go any further on that one. But I mean, it's endless. Josephine Baker. Didn't you go out to San Francisco? She was like an unknown, and someone said, "There's a singer we want you to listen to." Correct.
There's three big clubs here, as you probably know. Copa City was the biggest in Florida and in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Zeros was next door, and Beachcombers was in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And Norm Schuyler was the owner of Copa City. I was playing some things in the lounge, and he called me one day, and he said, "Pack your bags, we're going to California." I said, "For what reason?" He said, "I want to sign up an act and get you involved." So I said, "Oh, he wouldn't tell me who it was." And this is true story.
Mm-hmm.
So I packed my bags, I got on the plane, we went to California, you get in the cab, and we drive up to the theater, and I see the marquee, Josephine Baker.
Wow.
At the time, Walter Winchell was doing a job on her, as you
mm-hmm.
probably heard.
Mm-hmm.
So I got nervous, and I said to Norm Schuyler, I said, "Wow," I said, "this isn't what I expected." He says, "Come on, and go to the dressing room, just meet her and talk to her." And we did. And P.S., he bought her.
Wow.
And P.S., she jabbed the place.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Well, that was quite an experience.
I can imagine. And you still managed to keep your marriage intact, raise kids, and do all that running around and booking and flying. Amazing. I have a cute story that your wife told me, and I'm not sure you remember this, but you remember Dick Sterling, of course.
Yes.
Right? Dick Sterling, of course, passed away about 8 years ago. But his daughter is Mindy Sterling, who was in all the Austin Powers films. She played the German military lady. That's Dick Sterling's daughter. But he told me once a long time ago that your wife
I'll add one thing about Dick Sterling that you may know or may not know.
Go ahead.
My book, Sid Caesar, the great, great sketch comic, as you well know, on a 22-show run in Condoland. And his act was really lightweight, and he wasn't really going over. So we grabbed Dick Sterling and brought him in as a partner. And Dick worked, he just was so sensational the way he fid in and became Sid Caesar's partner, and changed the whole act.
Dick Sterling was a very, very talented person. Didn't he start out as a comedy act with Green, Shecky Green? Weren't they partners at the early days, and then they kind of parted ways, and Shecky Green went his way. And but Dick Sterling told me that every time Shecky Green came to Florida, he would invite Dick Sterling and bring him up on stage and say, "This is the guy I used to work with, you know, years ago." I thought that was kind of neat. But Dick Sterling told me that your wife, one of your children, was about to be born, and you were out of town, and she called Dick Sterling. And him being a funny guy, I could just see him doing this. He actually drove your wife to the hospital and stayed as long as he could with her. Did you know that? But if you know Dick Sterling, he'd probably make it a comedy routine, you know. But he was Menashe Flunkin, and he was the rabbi in my comedy wedding, and we were so honored to have him work with us. And he'd give me a lot of little Jewish nicknames, you know, like old Menashe Flunkin and different cutesy things that were very, very funny. But he was so funny off stage too, because he was always, you know, playing mind games with people.
He's very versatile. I put him in a show that I had called Copacabana. They used sound and lookalikes, 10 sound and lookalikes. And I had him doing Willie Nelson.
Really? Well, he's a wonderful singer. He had a fabulous voice, Dick Sterling.
He dressed like him, and he did Willie Nelson. He could do any number of people. He's Robert Goulet. He could do him. Right on the money, he's with that. But that was another show I put him in. I missed Dick. I missed not having him around.
Oh, we loved him. And you know, when he passed away, he was in a couple of my shows, and I would remind the troops that, hey, we are very honored to have him working with us. And when he passed away, his daughter called me because she knew he had worked with us, and I had everybody in the troop to write letters to her and her brother to let them know what our experiences were working with and how great he was. And we just loved him. He was just a wonderful, wonderful guy. And he's a sampling of all the kind of talent that was here during that time. And we certainly miss him. And we miss you because, you've done so much. I think you deserve a star. You know, they have that Walk of Fame, the star on the Walk of Fame. Yes, you and the gentleman I had last week, Gregory Von Hausch, President and CEO of the FLIF, Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. Jerry, I got to go. We're out of time. You have to. Next month, I'm going to call you again, okay? Once a month, I want a Jerry Grant, okay? Mr. Grant?
Nice talking to you.
You're a doll. Thank you so much.
Because you got a good show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for making it that way. We'll be back after this message. Good night, Jerry.
Hi, I'm Connor from Connor's Corner, and I'm back again to tell you about the cool entertainment, social media, and video games out there for kids. Now I'm going to talk to you about a movie, Man of Steel. PG-13, really good movie about Superman. I really think that it tells more about his past and how he learned to be a good kid, about why he was adopted, how his parents saw him how to be a good person in the beginning. Then it takes flashes of that in the middle. Then, by the end, saves the world. Phantom Bomb, amazing. Well, this is Connor's Corner, Radio Showtime, and I'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Good job. All right, now my next guest is calling us from Orlando. This is a really sharp-thinking, smart man. His name is Richard Lustig, and he has written the book on how to increase your chances of winning the lottery. And how does he know? He knows because he won 7 times. So you see, it's always good to have a plan, you know, and he's going to let us know a little bit about that. Welcome to Radio Showtime, Richard Lustig.
Well, hello there, young lady. How are you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. My, busy man. You know how my favorite, one of my favorite shows, I don't have many, but one of my favorite shows is Sunday morning on CBS. It's got something really major has to be going on for me not to see that show. And there again, I says, you know, I got to call this guy up. I can't believe it. Of course, I knew you when you were living down here in the Broward area. So listen, you have written this book, and this is really taking people by storm on the lottery because you won.
They say it's all about timing in life. You know what I mean? Timing has a lot to do with how things happen to you in life. And if I had written this book 6-7 years ago, it still would have done very well. But right now, with the economy being so bad and things are tough out there, people are turning to alternative means to try to save their financial lives, and one of those means is the lottery. And
right. And
so my book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery, is doing very well. I mean, not just here in the States, but all over the world. My book is selling like crazy.
And I think you said you wrote the book about 2 years ago, correct?
We published it and came out with it just about 2.5 years ago, yes.
Okay, but you've been playing the lottery for, what, 10 years or so? You know, you've been dabbling.
Oh, no, longer than that. I started playing the lottery when it came to Florida 25 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know, I was just like everybody else. Oh, wow, the lottery, you know, buy some tickets, you know, win a big jackpot, you know, retire, whatever. And just like everybody else, I didn't have any kind of a plan or method. I was just haphazardly buying tickets. And unfortunately, like everybody else, I was losing 99% of the time.
Right.
So after doing that for a little bit, I took a step backwards and I said, you know, I got to think about this. There's got to be something you can do to give yourself a better chance because this is crazy. I'm basically just throwing my money down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down and I wrote down some ideas, and some of my ideas didn't work, so I threw those out the window, but some of my ideas did work. And as I accumulated more and more ideas and put them together and applied them, I started winning. And at first I wasn't winning any jackpots or anything, but I was winning regularly, you know, $50, $500, $5,000, whatever it was.
Yes, so go ahead.
So by the way, you know, so it was working. You know, I could see it was working. And then the next thing I know, I win my first grand prize, then my second, my third, and here we are today. Now I'm the only person in the world that has won 7 lottery game grand prizes.
Wow. Now, what kind of feedback do you get from people? Because I know you talk to people and you do, you know, book signings and so forth. Are people, like, curious or unsure? Or what kind of feedback are you getting from people who actually read the book and got back to you?
Well, in the beginning, of course, everybody thought I was just a lucky guy to have won 2 times or 3 times or 4 times. But when I won my 5th lottery game grand prize, that's when the whole atmosphere changed. That's
right.
When people started to say, okay, wait a minute here. You know, nobody could be that lucky to win 5 lottery game grand prizes.
Right.
So the question that they kept asking me is, what's your secret, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I have a method that I'm using and that I've created, and that's what's causing me to win. Well, can you tell me what your method is, you know, whatever. So what I did was I wrote it all down, and I came up with about, you know, about 8-10 page report
mm-hmm.
that explained how I did it. So now when people would ask me what your secret was, I'd say, well, I have my method written, typed up here in a 7-page, 8-page report, whatever it was. I said, if you want it, you can buy it for me for
$30. Mm-hmm.
Now, I really didn't think anybody would pay me for this. I figured people would say, yeah, right, I'm going to pay you, you know.
Right.
But people said, sure, no problem. And because I'd been so successful that they wanted to learn what my secret was. So they started buying this and buying this and buying this, and then when I won my 6th grand prize, it was just crazy. People would be lined up in the morning at the store where I'd buy my tickets, waiting for me to show up so they could buy my method. So my teenage son, who's now 20, but at that time he was 18, he mm-hmm. says to me, you know, Dad, you're missing the boat. I said, what do you mean, Nick? He says, you need to write a book. And I go, yeah, right, write a book. I'm not an author. I can't write a book, you know. He says, I'm telling you, Dad,
when
you come up with the report, he says, sit down, write a book,
great,
and publish it, and get it out there, and people will go crazy over it. He was right.
Great advice. And I understand that even your family, even till today, that they're still talking to each other because it works, right? They use the method, right? Your friends and family, everybody.
Yeah. I've had people, not only family members, but who have followed my method in one, but I have people
from all over the world who have bought my book, followed my method, and are winning more money now than they've ever won before.
Wow.
If people go to my, if they go to my website, which is winninglotterymethod.com.
Winninglotterymethod.com, okay.
Right. I have a page on there that says, that's just testimonials. And these are real testimonials from real people. It's not just a bunch of garbage we made up to sell my book. Just to give you some quick examples, I've got a guy up in, I think he's in Maryland or Massachusetts or somewhere up there. Anyway, mm-hmm. His wife bought my book for him for his 50th birthday because he was a lottery player. But he always never had done really well, but he always played. So she bought him my book, he followed my method, and he won $250,000.
Amazing.
I have a couple in Tampa, Florida, who followed my method for like 2-3 months, and they won a $2 million jackpot.
Wow.
And then I have a couple in Iowa who, the wife saw me on one of the shows I've done, because I've been on all the major talk
you
shows.
You have. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Good Morning America, Fox and Friends, Rachel Ray, MSNBC, you go on. The list
Radio Showtime.
On.
Radio Showtime.
Oh, yeah. And that's right. That goes to my list, on my list now.
Thank
I'm
you.
Listing down on my credits, on my credits page.
Thank you.
So, anyway, this lady saw me on one of these TV shows, and she goes running into the room to her husband and says, honey, honey, I just saw this guy on TV, and he's won the lottery a bunch of times, and he's written a book, and it tells you how to win. And the husband, like most typical husbands, mm-hmm. said, yeah, yeah, whatever, don't bother me, I'm watching my game. So she went out, and she bought my book. They followed my method for like 3 or 4 months, and they won a $9 million lottery
jackpot.
Oh, check.
My God. Hey, by the way, if anybody would like to call in and ask Richard a question, you can call in 1-888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. Richard Lustig. They can get your book Amazon.com or really going to your website is the best way, correct?
Yes. My book's available on all the major booksellers, Amazon, Barnes mm-hmm. & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, whatever. It's for sale on all those websites.
What is the book, $50?
You can also go to my website, winninglotterymethod.com, and buy it direct. And in fact, before we get done, I'm going to give your listeners a special offer if they go to my website and buy the book. Go ahead.
How much is the book? Is it $50, $45? What is the book?
The book's $40.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and some people get a little, they say, $40 for a book, you know, that's crazy, or whatever. But most of the people say, yeah, but all you got to do is win one or two little things, and you've already paid the price of the book.
What age group do you find are buying your book? Is it everybody, or is there a certain age group that kind of this appeals to?
It pretty much appeals to almost anybody who likes to play the lottery. You know, mm-hmm. you've got two basic kind of lottery players. You've got the casual lottery player who just buys a ticket every so often, or only buys a ticket when the jackpot's really high.
True.
Which I'll never understand that in a million years. They wait till the jackpot is like 200 million or so.
And when the chances are nil, yeah.
Tickets. It's like, what, 40 million isn't enough for you?
So the method is too much for us to go into it, but is it hard, or is it a kind of a book you have to read everything and then do it, or read a part and then try it out? How easy is it?
You need to read the whole book.
Okay.
And it's a very short and sweet. It's easy to understand. You know, it's like, it's a how-to book, okay? It's a how-to book, how to win the lottery.
Right.
Or how to increase your chances of winning the lottery.
So it's right to the point.
Let's say you want to learn how to build a dollhouse. You buy a book that's how to build a dollhouse, and it's like 300 pages, okay?
Right.
And you start reading it, and you're reading it, and you're 50 pages, 100 pages into the book, and so far all you've learned is where dollhouses originated from, how long ago people started making dollhouses.
So your book is right to the point, no wasted words,
you reach a point where you say, like, okay, enough's enough already. I just want to know, does the red peg go in the blue circle, you know?
Right. And there are really not many books on the subject, I would imagine. Really,
There are some other books out there that people have written. And here's the thing that really bothers me, though. I tell people to do some research and check people out. Like right now, you and I are talking on the radio, and there's people listening that have never heard of me. That's fine. Check me out. You know, Before
That's
you buy
true.
My book, if you want, go online. All of my grand prize wins are registered with the Florida Lottery. This is all real. This is not a joke. This is not a scam.
Right. If they put your name in the search engine, Richard Lustig, they're going to see it, right? Or winning lottery method.
Absolutely. You put my name, you search for me on the internet,
true.
I pop up all over the place. But check out some of these other people who have written books. They claim to teach you how to beat the lottery, and you'll find out that almost every one of those people out there have never even won one lottery game grand prize.
So
not even one.
So you're saying, like, the person who goes and buys a lottery ticket and just sort of like, gets to their birthday and this and that, is really throwing their money away in a way?
No. I mean, first of all, picking your own numbers is very important. I'm going to say something. There's a few tips I'm going to give you on the air right now.
Okay.
For listeners, even if they don't buy my book, just by listening to the show right now,
mm-hmm.
they're going to learn something. And we'll do it right now. Here's a big tip. A big tip. Do not buy Quick Picks. And first of all, for the people out there that don't know what a Quick Pick is, that's when you go to the counter, you hand the clerk a couple of bucks, and you say, give me a couple of tickets for tonight's drawing. And the computer spits out a couple of tickets
right.
for you. Do not buy Quick Picks. And I know there are people out there saying right now, wait a minute, what do you mean don't buy Quick Picks? I always buy Quick Picks. Well, have you won yet? The reason why, and it's, if I'm going to make a statement like that, don't buy Quick Picks, I need to be able to back it up. Well, I can. Here's why you don't buy Quick Picks. When you do, every time you do, the computer is spitting you out a set of numbers different from the last time. And every time you do that, you're getting a different set of numbers. So your odds are always going to be at their worst they could possibly be.
Mm.
For instance, right now, Powerball is up to, I think, $235 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The odds of winning Powerball are 1 in 175 million. Can you imagine trying to beat those odds? You can't.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to folks is, all I'm trying to do is, it's not that people are stupid, it's that they don't know how to play.
Right.
I'm trying to teach people how to play so, as the title of my book says, so they can learn how to increase their chances of winning the lottery.
So now you said you had a special offer that if they buy your book after listening to you on Radio Showtime, you have a little special thing you're going to throw in. What's that?
Yep, here's what we're going to do. For the first 10 people that do this, and you have to do two things to qualify, okay? The first 10 people who are listening to your show, what they need to do is they need to go on my website. If they do it, if they buy it from one of the other websites, I can't do that because I don't know if they're listening to your show or not.
Right.
They go to my website. They buy my book. And by the way, my book is available in English. It's also available in Spanish.
Really?
And it's also available in French.
Wow.
So we have all three languages. It's also available as an audio CD in English, so if you don't like to read, you can listen to it.
Wow.
Go to my website, winninglotterymethod.com, and buy my book. Now, the second thing you got to do is, while you're on there, is sign our guestbook page. And it asks you a question. How did you hear about my method? And if they fill it out, I heard about it by listening to you on the Kathy Rollins Show, Standing Room Only. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They buy my book and they tell me that they heard about me on your show.
Mm-hmm.
The first 10 people that do that, I will include with their purchase a Florida Lottery scratch ticket that will give them a chance to win at least $5,000.
Ooh, great. Okay, so you got that, folks. WinningLotteryMethod.com, and just register your name and mention that you heard Richard Lustig on the Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins, and you got a book and you have a good chance of winning some bucks.
Yep. I've had many people who have, I've made this offer before on other shows,
mm-hmm.
and I've had people send me an email. I bought your book like you said, and I filled out, and I signed the guest book like you said, and yet you did send the ticket just like you said you would. And guess what? I scratched it. I won some money. So it's always kind of cool to hear from people who have
and those are the ones that
my method or whatever.
And those are the ones that got back to you. Some people win and they just, they win and they may not get back to you and tell you. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands or whatever of people out there that have bought my book that have won big and have not gotten in touch with me. All I can do is go by the ones that do. Like, I just recently had a man from Australia who sent me an email
wow.
saying, I bought your book. I've never won bid playing the lottery, so I bought your book, and I just won $46,000. You know, I love to hear these stories.
Amazing. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun with this and helping other people, you know, figure out with your method, and it certainly does make good sense to have a plan. If you're going to do something like that, have a plan, because it's obviously worked for you and it's worked for a lot of other people, and they really, it seems like the best way to go.
It's just like anything. If you want to build a house and you've never built a house before, are you going to do it on your own with no experience?
No.
Or are you going to listen to somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about, but they claim they do? Or are you going to listen to somebody who has successfully built 7 houses?
You got
and
it.
He can teach you how to do it. So that's what I'm saying. Folks, listen to me, because I have really won 7 times, and the method really works.
Okay, well, we're out of time, Richard. Richard Lustig, again, winninglotterymethod.com. All the best to you. Thank you so much for coming on Radio Showtime.
Thank you for having me on your show. It was great. I love you. I hope we get to see each other soon. It's been a long time.
Yes.
And let's do this again when I win number 8.
You got it. You just give me that call. It's any time. We'd love to have you. Thank you so much. Richard Lustig, winninglotterymethod.com. We will be back in a few moments. Thank you.
3 words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same 3 words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Okay, we are back with Radio Showtime. I'm Kathy Rollins, your hostess. And my next guest, there's just so many wonderful, talented people here. His name is Tony Kessler. And Tony Kessler is a musical director, producer. He's done everything from the Carnegie Hall to Copacabana. He's worked with great names like Sid Caesar, Joel Grey, Red Buttons, Florence Henderson, Regis Philbin. And actually, I met him through Melba Moore. And he's worked with her, written a show just for her when she saw how talented he was. She had a one-woman show called I Got Love, and she chose Tony to put that together for her. He's so talented, and he's got a wonderful band that he performs with. They are TK Blue and the Uncool. He's going to talk to us about some of the things he's doing and something that's coming up. There is a national crime rally that's going to take place in our country next week, and there will be a demonstration, or I shouldn't say demonstration, there'll be a representation of that in Margate, which he will be at, where he's going to be presenting some of his music and a special song that he wrote for it, which we are going to play for you. Welcome to Radio Showtime, Tony Kessler.
Hey, Kathy. Thanks for that beautiful introduction. How are you, Kathy?
I am great. I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you, about 8 years, maybe? 8 years with entertainment.
Bad.
And you've worked with so many names, and you do so many things. You've written music. You produce. You work with young people, with the improv group over in Tamarack. You're just in many directions. And you used to teach. Didn't you teach at the high school, music to high school?
Yes, actually.
Are you still doing
that? The last 27 years,
mm-hmm.
I was teaching music and theater for a while in the middle school, Margate Middle, in the last 5 years at the high school that's considered to be in the top 3% in the United States. That's Atlanta.
Wow. How long are you in South Florida, Tony? I don't know that. How long
since
are you
living? Since 1989.
And you moved here from where? New Jersey? New York? You New York?
New York. New York. New York. It's so great. They named it twice.
And of course, I love your band, you know, the TK, TK Blue. I mean, you guys are so, so great, so talented, and you have such wonderful, wonderful vocalists, as Sabrina Rich and Jeannie Lynn Gray and Sandra Deal. I mean, they are just phenomenal. By the way, if you'd like to see some of them, they're on my website, KathySRO.com, and if there's a page there called Entertainers, and you could see Tony's band. But plus, your website is also what's your website these days, Tony?
Yeah, the website is
the new ones. I know you have a new one.
Yeah, it's tkblueband.com. It's called TK Blue, Blue spelled B-L-U.
Right, TK Blue, B-L-U, TK Blue Band.
.com.
And you'll see five musicians back up, and up front you have the three dynamic. Each one is
the best.
Phenomenal.
Those three ladies. And you know, and what's so cool about Sandra, Sabrina, and Jeannie is that each one of them has their own sound, their own voice, and yet they blend so well together.
Right, and they have great stage presence. They work together.
Oh, yes.
They do sing numbers individually and then certain things together. I mean, they're just there. It's a show band and also a dance
show
band.
Concert band.
Right.
Show, and also we can do dance. I mean, our focus is a lot with show and concert,
mm-hmm.
but we also do dance. Oh, yeah.
You have something coming up, by the way, before we get into the project that in Margate. You guys are going to be on Thursday, August 15th at Tavolino's. Tavolino's on Sample Road, just a little bit west of University, correct?
Yes, actually, it is an amazing Italian restaurant supper club. I mean, it's something that you would see up in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, actually, the full name is Tavolino della Nonna. Fine Italian cuisine. Hope I pronounced that correctly.
Right. Well,
it's
T-A-V.
The
spelling is T-A-V as in Victor. T-A-V-O-L-I-N-O, which means little table, because in the front of the restaurant is a little replica of the owner's mother or grandmother's kitchen, and it's the Kelvinator refrigerator. I mean, this is done very artistically, and Tavolino is the Italian word for table, correct? Or little table.
That's correct. And actually, when I saw that kitchen, I thought I was back at my Aunt Anna's house.
Me too. I know. We had one of those Kelvinator refrigerators when I was a kid. Tell me about your part in this national crime rally. For those who don't know what's going on, explain what's happening next week on August 6th.
Well, it's really very surreal. I'm a songwriter and a composer, and so I did write a song. I was inspired by someone close that, you know, made some bad choices. And so that inspired me to write the song Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, I came across a videographer, and he wanted to assist me with this song and another song and do actual, like a music video or something that you would see on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Freedom song, so I put a cast together. They did a great job in terms of a young lady that makes a bad choice, gets arrested, so I needed to find a jailhouse to be able to use for part of the video.
Mm-hmm.
And so through my contacts at Margate, and there was a wonderful policeman named Tony Caricchio, just a great guy, one of the best, you know, and
mm-hmm.
also Officer McNally, and they gave me the green light to do the shoot at the jail.
Wow.
When they heard the song, they were so inspired by the song that they told me about National Crime Prevention Rally. They said they would love for me to perform the song
We're gonna play a part of it for our listeners. This is with the song that Tony Kessler wrote, and it's going to be, you're going to see it at the National Crime Rally in Margate. We'll give you the address in a bit, but it's called Freedom, and it's actually sung by Tony Kessler. Ken?
Freedom, I thought we had from day one. Just one mistake, everything I have is gone. chains lock my pain. When will tomorrow come?
Freedom.
I try to walk tall, these people expect me to crawl. To them I'm a misfit who doesn't belong here at all.
Okay, well, we can't play the whole thing, but I think they can get the essence of your material here. It is just wonderful, and you were really, really cool. I'm going to put, by the way, the jacket of this CD that you have here, the TK Blue and the Uncool, on our Facebook page at Radio Showtime's Facebook page. So if people want to hear all the wonderful selections on here, and everyone's on there. Sabrina's on there, and Jeannie Lynn and Sandra, and they can get the whole essence of the entire CD. I'm going to put that on there. If they want to find out where they can hear the rest of it or buy it, they can do that. So folks out there, go to our Facebook page of RadioShowtime.com. Please like us, and I'm going to put Tony's picture there and a CD and how to get in touch with him. Tony, you are just really a marvelous, great humanitarian, I have to say that, and I can sense in your telling the story of how that came together that this really means a lot to you, and you're one of those people that really enjoy doing good for others.
Well, you know, teaching young people all these years also is part of it, in terms of, to me, I always felt that everyone needs a chance, and I try to, in a sense, do it through the arts. You know, I want
good
people to feel good.
You're good at what you do, and your desire to do good is there alongside with it. So there's a lot of people that are talented, but they're not as benevolent as you are. But you really do a great job. And again, where do they see you on March 6th at the National Crime Rally, the portion that's going to take place in Margate? Where's that going to be exactly?
Okay, actually, it's coming up next week. That would be August 6th, and the address, it's actually Margate Sports Complex, which is, and the address is 1755 Banks Road.
Oh, okay, 1755 Banks Road. I'll put that on the Facebook page of Radio Showtime in case anybody didn't quite get that, because I think it sounds like something very, very important to know about and to participate in. We need all the support we can to make our country better, and people like you do just that.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Yeah, good boy. Thank you for being on Radio Showtime, Tony. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, great show, by the way, Kathy. I really enjoyed everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Okay.
All right. Before we have Rob Askenaz coming up, but before we get to talk to him, because I know we're going to talk a lot with him, I want to tell you a little bit about what I have set up for next week. Next week is August 6th is our show, and it happens to be the 51st anniversary of the passing of Marilyn Monroe. There are two gentlemen that I know down here in Florida who have worked with Marilyn Monroe in different ways. One of them, he will not be able to talk with us, but we're going to do a little tribute for him. His name is Hal Schaefer, and Hal Schaefer worked for, he's a New Yorker originally, and he worked for Paramount Studios. He was Marilyn Monroe's voice coach and her arranger for most of her movies. And his agent actually is going to be, we're going to share some information about Hal Schaefer with you. I can't tell you everything. It's kind of a surprise. And then the other gentleman that will be with us next week is a gentleman by the name of Al Carmen Guastafesta. Al Carmen Guastafesta was a Juilliard, also a New Yorker originally. He was a Juilliard student. He also taught there. He joined the armed forces and happened to be in Korea heading up the musical forces there when they were producing Anything Goes. And who comes through Korea at that time in February 1954 but Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio on their way to Japan? Well, they had some, through people talking to each other, they decided to incorporate Marilyn Monroe in their production of Anything Goes. So every time you see Marilyn coming out and speaking to those, singing to those thousands and thousands of troops, that is Al Carmen Guastafesta at the piano there. He does live in South Florida. He's written a book about his life with a good portion on the experience he had arranging the incorporation of Marilyn Monroe into that show in that 1 week, how important it was and amazing in his life. He's going to talk to us next week. And also, we're going to have Camille Terry Davis is the best Marilyn Monroe impersonator I ever saw. And she's going to be out of town, but she's going to call in and we're going to chat with her. So it's sort of like a tribute to Marilyn and people who have worked with her. It takes great people to make great people look great and be great. So many times we have to pay attention to the supporting cast that sometimes we get carried away by knowing the names of the celebrities that are recognizable to us, but it takes very talented people to create the structure that put them where they let us all see how great these other people can be. Well, I have now on the line our soon-to-be celebrity that we're tracking his career, Rod Askenaz. He was from Boynton Beach when I knew him here, and he was in several of my shows and certainly many, many other things he did down here theatrically. But he moved. He made the commitment. He moved to New York City with his family and children, and he's going to do it. And welcome back to Radio Showtime, Rob Askenaz.
Hello there, Kathy. How you doing tonight?
Good. I am fine.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
I've been enjoying listening. You know, I'm like hanging out listening. I'm like, oh, and now I'm going to be on.
This is so weird. Now, how is it in New York right now? What's the weather like? Is it kind of hot there, rainy?
We had a really great day. It was about 80 degrees and very low humidity. We had a great day. You know, it was really, really nice out there.
So, theatrically, what auditions are you going on, or did you go on this past week?
I have to tell you, I had an audition today.
Yep.
And it was an interesting audition. It was actually for a print catalog, but it was pretty interesting because they had me do some facial expressions, and I got to do some stuff. You know, anytime you get to practice in front of a camera, you're in good shape, you know.
Right.
So I got to do some facial expressions and say a couple lines. They're supposed to make a 3D image of me if I book it, which I plan to. I hope to get it.
Good. You know, I have a great picture of you.
When you know, you go into New York, you're in the city, it's alive, you go down there, and you go on auditions, you try to get going with it.
Right. And when you go on these auditions, I know you know this, but some people out there, it really is important, the research you put into it, so you go to the audition prepared, correct?
100%. I mean, you have to, you know, try to look up. I did have an audition last week, and it was a character role. And we wanted to find out, you know, what it was about.
Rob, we have to go. And Vincent Chiamato, we're going to talk to him next week. And I know you two knew each other down here, so we're going to have to catch up with you next week, okay? I'll have you on earlier.
Guys, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Hopefully
thank you.
Job.
Get focused on that Emmy. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Kathy Rollins with Radio Showtime, and we'll hear from you next week. Good night.
Buonasera, senorina, kiss me good night. Buonasera, senorina, kiss me good night. But the red do that to the back bone, a body bone, but do the back to the bone, bone said.
You've been listening to Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent Kathy Rollins. To find out more about Kathy and Standing Room Only Productions, go to KathySRO.com or call 954-791-7555. That's KathySRO.com.